Doctor, I have seen reports that in the very near future we will not have enough doctors, period. Do you believe that is true?
Yeah, the question of the doctor workforce shortage is compounded by workforce shortages that really pervade almost every health professional sector. So we have shortages that run across the gamut: nurses, pharmacists, therapists. So it's not just doctors; it's really about the entire industry.
Much of the problem is that both doctors and patients are getting older, that people 65 to 75, for example, need twice as many physician services. This looks like a collision course for trouble.
We have a problem. We have a storm coming. We have a demographic imperative because of the aging cohort that represents the baby boomer population. And so that's going to generate an increase in demand. Of course, now with healthcare reform, Charlie, the increase of 32 million people under coverage is also going to generate the increase in demand. And then at the same time, you've got a constricted supply because of the skill sets that are needed. So the commission has its work cut out for them. I'm looking forward to participating, though.
Is part of the conundrum that healthcare has gotten far more technically advanced than our collective ability to pay for it under any circumstances?
The technology is certainly driving both the need for a skilled labor workforce as well as the cost for new devices and procedures. But it's more than that. You know, when you get down to it, the interesting statistic is that if you look at the rising cost of healthcare, by far and away, the single most important factor is the labor workforce. So being able to train more nurses, more doctors, actually, paradoxically, could even lower the cost of health care for all of us because of the influence of wages.
Well, obviously, you and your commission can't solve all the problems, but what can you do? What can you recommend? What can we do to maximize these resources that you're talking about?
The commission will advise the President and Congress about workforce policies that will improve both the supply and access to health care for the citizens and those who are covered. And that's going to ripple out into education programs, the cost of care, the cost of education. It may actually invade some well-founded and held beliefs about who should be treated by whom. So there may be some professional blurring in terms of the margins. We're going to need to mobilize everybody, though, to take care of the tsunami that's ahead of us for the aging population and the coverage of the uninsured.
So you're suggesting that there may be some redefining roles of people who are not doctors, expanding their responsibilities, the use of telemedicine and that kind of thing?
I think those are grand ideas. I think it's going to be all hands on deck. Everybody's going to have to practice at the top of their degree. And the interesting thing is we may have not even thought of all the kinds of health professional roles that we need to be training. We may need to be training a lot more health educators to teach people how to take personal responsibility and to emphasize wellness and prevention.
There's such a tendency for all of us to want to put this on somebody else's shoulders. What can we do to be part of the solution?
You probably know what I'm going to say, but the question about what can we all do, the first thing we can do is we can reduce the incidence and prevalence of chronic illness by taking better care of ourselves. America has become a largely sedentary nation, and so the incidence and prevalence of chronic illness has skyrocketed because of the epidemic of obesity and lifestyle behaviors that are not conducive to good health. So that won't be a part of this commission, although maybe teaching or trying to figure out a workforce that would address that. I also think as part of that, in terms of the personal decision-making, individuals are going to have to become much more knowledgeable about purchasing in terms of healthcare and being involved in the medical decision-making. We've let that slip too much, and I think the American public is perfectly capable of interacting on those difficult decisions.
Well, you sound very optimistic. I have to ask you why.
Because I've seen it time and again that Americans can innovate like no other nation. And so I am very optimistic. I think we have to unleash the power of innovation. We may need to get out of the way in terms of entrepreneurial ideas, but I think the marketplace could work better than it does for healthcare. But we have to make consumers part of that solution. And again, the American public has to be a part of that in terms of personal healthcare.
Dr. Sheldon Rechin is CEO of the Virginia Commonwealth University Healthcare System and Vice President for Health Sciences at VCU, and just named Vice Chair of the National Healthcare Workforce Commission that will report to the President and to Congress on how we can maximize that workforce to deal with the challenges and opportunities ahead in America's healthcare system. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.